Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello.
Hi there.
I need a hypnotist. I'm turning into a walrus hippo manatee. I am so fat. It's getting.
So you're
to
going
be,
straight to hypnosis now?
I don't know.
What happened?
Going up to north. We the transitions in our life when we go north, south, south, north. Mm-hmm. Is time to reinvigorate and stuff like that. Here it is. I'm going to give it to you straight.
Please.
This is no excuse. I'm not making any excuses. I have blown it. I have totally blown it. I was in a doctor's office for the better part of 3 years, okay? So suddenly when I had a healthy year, I just kind of threw caution to the wind and I did what I wanted to do, and it sucks. I've talked about the battle of weight.
Yes.
And I am just here to say that the reason I'm bringing it up publicly is because I need to be shamed.
Publicly
and
shamed.
And I need to publicly shamed Shame. To get my act together.
Shame.
Because I opened the door for ball busting this summer and spot checks for my calorie intake, because I know that up north in the great state, the Pine Tree State, vacation land, the state of Maine, I know there is potential for bad eating, and I'm here to tell you that fried fat food, mayonnaise, sugar, that I look.
Pastries.
Some people deserve it. Some people do not, and I do not, and it's just I want to be fit. And certainly by Las Vegas time, I want to be fitter than I am. I will not be fit by Las Vegas, even if I was to start today. But I am tired of being a fat manatee. And when I go to a stadium, there is no better example. When I sit down into a chair in a stadium, and I have to go, and it goes, where you basically put your hips on and then you slide into it.
Yes.
I don't know if I would be 100 pounds lighter and not still go through that. No, I probably would. But because my ass is not fat.
No,
it's just the width is a problem, but still. Stadiums suck.
They do.
For fat people.
They do.
And what stuns
me. Except for the food. The food is very good.
No, it's not good. It's garbage. It's trans fat laden swill. I might as well scoop up what beluga leaves in the front yard and put it on a plate and microwave it. And they go, this is good for me. No, it's not good. And I'll get to the fact that I went to the hockey game last night. And I got there super early. And I'm sitting in my seat.
Right.
And I look at a man that there is no one in my row. And I see this waddling, limping ball of shit.
Wow.
Coming towards me. And where does he park his ass? Literally next to mine, with 70 seats next to me and on his side, too.
Yeah.
And I said, this is great. And I immediately go into the fat man move.
Yeah. You're almost hugging yourself.
It's the same thing you do on an airplane. And I'm here to tell you, this is not the airline's fault or the stadium's fault. This is my fault. And never am I more aware of being a pile of Stouffer's lasagna in a shirt than when I am in a stadium environment.
Yeah.
It is disgusting.
Well, it could have been worse.
Disgusted. I'm not as heavy as I've ever been, but I'm working on it. And if I don't stop right now, I'm in trouble. Big, big trouble. And the fact that incidentally, here's a little bulletin too. The fact that I go out and slam that little white ball around,
right?
There's nothing athletic about that. Nothing. I do 12,000 steps. You know what steps are? Steps are nothing. Steps, I might as well be going back and forth to the friggin' refrigerator.
Well, you'll have an opportunity to have a more active lifestyle when you get to Maine. There's great walking and hiking and stuff
fun.
Like that.
It's not fun activity. And here's the thing. It's never fun. All right? You want to know
what the
fit
people...
It can't
be fun.
No. Fit people don't do fun things. You know what fun is? Fun is playing golf.
Yes.
That is fun because it's like you ride in a cart and then they pour your manatee walrus ass out at where you're right to where your ball is.
Drive to the ball.
And then you walk to the green and back. And you walk, you do get steps in.
Yes.
But you know what? Not fun exercises? Walking, running, biking.
True.
Working out in a gym. It's pain.
Mm-hmm.
There is no losing weight without doing something A, that is boring, or B, that is painful.
Mm.
Period.
I hear you. I totally
get it. So I have
it.
To do what that, but that, I'm not looking forward to
what
it.
What about that adage that it says a great diet will be a great workout? Any day.
True.
What adage is that?
I will not need to be... I have known forever it is what you take into your body.
Yeah.
You will be... What you're talking about, if you take a nice, lovely little walk, or you take a lovely little bike ride, or you even get out and around and you get up and down and you walk around, if you're taking, the right stuff in, minimal amount, you'll be okay. I know what to do.
Yeah, the formula is easy, and it really has to be both, though. If you really want to lose weight... You have to exercise. I've lost hundreds and hundreds of pounds.
Are you ready
but
to tell?
But primarily, you have lost your weight by what you take into your body, not by the total exercise.
Are you ready, Rob, to tell the team how much weight you've lost? Because we've noticed here in the studio that he is skinny.
For the first, that's really overstating it. No cameras can make that.
You're wearing
be true.
Like big clothes, like those girls in the movies that just don't want to show them themselves to the world.
But, how much have you lost? Because that'll make me even more motivated.
I am for the first time. In maybe since we've come to the DC studios, I'm under the big three at I was in excess of 350 at one point. Tricks. So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like Christmas wow. of.
So you've lost 50 pounds.
Yeah, just over 50 and maybe more. I don't know. But yeah, I'm under 300, which is pretty exciting.
What are you doing?
I'm eating less and I'm walking a little bit.
Where are you? Where are you walking?
Around the neighborhood. I've got a 1 mile course
look at this
mapped
guy.
Out. And then if I go to a second turn, it's a 1¾ miles.
And how long have you been doing that?
Couple weeks, few weeks. But I mean, I've lost weight.
He lost
couple
weight, weeks and then started walking.
The walking has happened since the weight
good.
Loss. So, yeah, but it's been gradual. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
He's right. winning.
So, more motivated.
Motivating. Be best.
More motivating.
Be best.
Be best.
Be best?
Yeah, you don't need
so
negative.
So you're taking the Melania advice and you're
yeah,
going to be
because
best?
Yeah, because my family was bullying me. They were calling me fat. Hey, fatty, fat, fat.
I was in bed this morning and my son came running in.
Uh-huh.
And we were wrestling with his little monk, which is his stuffed monkey that he okay. sleeps with. And he was pointing at my stomach. Big belly, big belly, big belly. He's doing this
That's cute.
Cute little voice. Yeah, it's adorable. And so...
Yeah. You could,
he doesn't even know he's shaming you.
No, you could just point back and go, orphanage, orphanage, orphanage. That's
yeah,
where you're going.
I know.
When my mom gained weight, I used to ask her if we were going to have a little brother or a little sister when I was a little baby.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, stop it. And I'm like, are we? And I'd rub her belly. I've been breaking balls since I was a kid.
Right.
And
that's not breaking balls. That's just stupid.
And then
you don't pick on your mom and ask if she's pregnant. That's
she
not
lost the weight. We shame each other. And I showed my mom.
That's what love is.
I showed my mom my big fat face picture, and she said, Oscar, ¿qué está pasando? I like, Oscar, what's happening, right? And then, because clearly.
Sounds better in Spanish.
I've done this to myself. Like, that's all she had to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? Maybe one less fruit bar a night instead of eating three.
And with me, it's just, to be perfectly honest with you, with me, it's in between.
Mm-hmm.
It's in between. It's not succumbing to hunger when I want to. So I'm shaming myself publicly because I want to be aware of it. I want to be aware of that. And I'm going up to the land of emaciation.
Your emaciation station.
Yeah. It's like, hey, welcome. Here's your whole family. Here's your whole praying mantis family. No, that's not true. Because my extended family, we all fight it. Every
sure.
male in my family fights it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is. What a drag. What a drag. If I could change anything about my world, I would change that. Genetically, I would be Daryl Nichols. That's our old
but not,
engineer.
But not socially.
Yeah, not socially. But I mean, I would be him. Do you remember how he ate?
Yes.
Do you remember what he ate, what he took into his body?
And the speed in which he consumed it.
And the speed in which he consumed it. And he was 13 pounds.
Yep.
He was 13 pounds with a 4-inch waist.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. he'd go, 12-inch meatball parm every... chicken parm every day.
5 minutes before the remote, I'm going to eat two submarine sandwiches now.
Yeah, two subs. I would eat two subs, and he would inhale them, and he wouldn't exercise.
No.
And he was, you know, we called him, you know, porn.
Yeah.
That was his nickname because he loved it so much.
Yes.
So maybe that's how he, maybe that's how he burned up his calories.
Mike,
I don't think
we can't we can't have everything. You were blessed.
You're right.
You were blessed with the wit,
intellect,
the good looks.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, and I also I don't like comedians that are like bodybuilders and like Joe Piscopo
or Carrot Top.
If you lost a lot of weight, you wouldn't be fun.
Or Dane Cook, you know, guys that are thinking about being leading men instead of being comedians are, you know, come on.
We just want you to lose some weight.
Yeah,
I want to lose a lot. I want to be
too,
a part of
too skinny.
No, I'm not going to go. I don't want to go. I would never do that. I'm never. I don't have the. I don't think I could ever do that.
You so know? Your target weight is what, like 160?
175.
That'd be great.
Dream.
Yeah.
Dream scenario.
Were you ever 175?
Yes.
When?
Okay. Here it is. Second grade.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mother's Day. I'm so mad at my mother.
Creepy mama. Mother's
mother. You got to have a mother for me.
Mother. Mama.
Mama mia.
Hello, mother.
Hey, mama.
I saw mommy.
Mama, mama, mamacita.
Mama loves mambo.
Your mother should know.
Sylvia's mother child.
Well, that's all right, mama.
Crazy doodle, mama.
Christina, you haven't touched your lunch.
It's raw.
It's rare.
It's rare.
Not raw.
But it's got all this red juice when I push on it.
Then don't push on it.
Mother's Day.
That's good, but you've got to push off more with your weight. Come on, let's see another one.
Is that enough, John?
But I'm tired, Mommy.
Quitter.
Come on, Tina.
You lost again.
It's not fair. You're bigger than I am. It's not fair to win twice.
Ah, but nobody ever said that life was fair, Tina. I'm bigger and I'm faster. I will always beat you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Have I ever told you, Rob, what my favorite part of that mix that you edited is?
No.
You do an edit with Alan Sherman where you cut it after the Hello Mudda.
So
you
it doesn't
don't
have
do the
fada.
Full stanza, Hello Mudda, Hello Mudda. That's what I love about that.
Well, it's that's like, nice.
That's your obsessiveness. That it's you're so true to the mother thing. There's only one edit, I think, that you don't edit after mother, and that's Mother-Child Reunion,
yes.
Where you include the child. And I'm sure that was a, you just thought, well, it's going to, the rhythm of it will be better, but yeah. I forgot.
But you know, I tend to think back on maybe I tried it with the child being cut out of there. And it didn't work, so I had to go
Hello,
back.
Hello Mudda, bam, bam, right into the edit. We are live from the heart of our nation's capital in the Podcast Village Studios. That made me feel better about my weight for some reason.
There you go.
This Twitter. Is the mic. she's had enough, Joan. The
Mike
O'Mara
the steak
show.
Is rare.
Then Rob lip syncs to me. Then don't push on it.
My favorite line in the whole movie.
The Mike O'Mara Show is a radio show and podcast with a worldwide network of listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the know. You can listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app. People raving about the PlayaPod app.
Yes.
We're still Woo! Making improvements. Time-coded bookmarks, great media controls, customized settings, a sleep timer, and you can call the show anytime, anywhere. But let's be honest, you only call on Wednesday.
Yes.
Download it now on iTunes or at the Google Play Store. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you can call us anytime, 888-920-4. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. I'm a little sleep deprived.
Yeah, punchy.
Then don't. Push on it.
It's got all this red juice when you push on it. So don't push on it. Bitch on Wheels.
Man.
If you ever want to see the one of the best comedies ever made that wasn't intended to be, see Mommy Dearest. Watch it on Thanksgiving like I do. Yeah, that's normal. Our show today brought to you by Hims. Here's the problem. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. Mm-hmm. And by the time you notice, it's too late.
True.
Too late. Oh, my. Too late. Where's the music? Cue the music. The too late music.
Ruh-roh.
The solution? 4hims.com. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. And thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. These are real prescriptions backed by science, no nonsense, plus no waiting rooms, no awkward doctor visits. Just answer a few questions, the doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. It's that easy.
Yep.
I hate doctor's offices. You know that. I love 4hims.com. It's made it the easy way to get what you need to keep your beautiful hair. Remember, it's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost. So act now. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See the website for details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's forhims.com/TMOS. Don't wait. 4hims.com/TMOS. And we thank you. Let's go, Caps.
Yay!
Let's go, Caps. I made my way up to Tampa to see some old-fashioned conference final playoff hockey. And, got a single ticket and went up and saw my buddy Fried up there.
What's the name of the arena in Tampa?
It is the Amalie, A-M-A-L-I-E, Amalie Arena. Amalie. Somebody look up Amalie because I didn't know what the hell it was.
They give a sermon there?
No, but I mean, they might be related to Amway or something.
Oh, okay.
Did Amway change? It's Amalie.
Amway's in that's arena Orlando. Is in Orlando, yeah.
Yeah. But pyramid scheme.
Amalie. I don't know what Amalie is. What
looking at right now.
Yeah.
They might be one of those companies that, control the world, but we don't hear about them.
Like a Bond villain?
God, what a show they put on. I mean, I know that we kicked their ass last night, the Tampa Bay Lightning.
All show, no go, Mike.
boy, oh boy, what a show they put on.
I think it's Big Oil.
Is it?
Yeah, it looks like an oil company. Motor oil.
Really. Motor oil. Okay.
Man.
It was spectacular. It was just to be there and I felt a little outnumbered.
Playoffs?
I'll be honest with my red shirt on.
Playoffs?
I felt playoffs? What do you mean playoffs?
Mike, yes. I read a story about Tampa and the Amalie Arena and how that organization, much like the Caps, and technology is ruling the world now.
Turn it up a little bit for me.
Yeah, you bet.
They geofence the arena for ticket holders to purchase playoff tickets. You have to be within the Tampa zip code to buy tickets to that game.
Mm. Yeah, it's very, very.
Did you notice
blue.
That?
That seems to be bad business, though.
No, there were plenty of
about? There's plenty of demand for playoff games. Is that bad business?
I just think
people
that
actually want to go.
Anytime you're turning away customers, seems like bad
business.
Well,
they know. That's the point. They have the captive
they
audience
have the demand.
And they can get it.
Okay.
They can make the room all blue, which is really
see, in
pretty
sports,
much what
if you
they
have
do.
A winning product and you're in the playoffs, you'll want to go to the games.
Okay, what happens in real life if you have an full personality, then what happens?
Oh, no.
Do people buy tickets for that?
Why are you turning on me?
Because you turned on me.
I just celebrated your weight loss. Now you're being a grumpy fat man.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. Well, I haven't lost the grumpy, just the fat.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Mike. You were saying?
Yes.
I don't know. yeah. So they kind of control that. And I really felt odd. And I wasn't wearing cap stuff. I was wearing a red t-shirt like I'm wearing right here.
Right.
Because that's it's Florida, mm-hmm. and that's all I wear. And that allows you to expand, too. That allows you to turn into a lard-ass manatee
sort
walrus.
Sort of a plus and minus.
Yeah, exactly. These and golf shirts.
Standard deviation
with
of heavy.
Stretch fabric.
You are a bell-shaped curve.
So I felt outnumbered. I felt odd. I've not been to a playoff game in another city where I'm rooting for the other team.
Right.
And it was unusual. and it was unusual. But I have to say that they put on such a spectacular pregame show. It was magnificent. There were lasers. They gave us little wristbands that were LED wristbands
cool.
that were tied into a computer program so that the entire stands were flashing. And
if you
anybody
wore
that's
red.
A regular sports fan, it goes, yes.
Yeah, don't the wristband shock you? If you
yeah,
wear
yeah that's right. I got a tiny little electric shock every time the Caps would
don't
score.
Push on it.
It was, and the experience was electric, boogie woogie woogie.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, I think the most demonstrative I was after a Caps goal was, yeah, like right towards the third period. I was, yeah, that was it. I was not standing up and because I didn't like the vibe. I didn't. It was not a hostile vibe because it's Tampa and it's chill and everybody's cool.
Could you feel the energy leaving the room though?
Oh, you know, when they talk about taking the other team out of it. Oh my goodness gracious! It was they truly did that and then afterwards I made my way back and realized that I'm an elderly man and night driving is. Not a fun thing.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not what I enjoy. When you're an elderly person and you're driving at night, you'll be driving along at 70 miles an hour on 75, which is the speed limit on Route 75 here in Florida, and you'll just be going, for no particular reason.
Yep.
You'll just go, hey, yeah. Is that the curb? Help me. Help me. But it was, let's go Cap, 2-0. They go up in the series, and hockey is fun, and it was a hockey weekend with the O'Meara's. Yes, Oscar
Santana. End of the first period when they were down 2-1, right?
Yes.
Were you like,
I don't know.
No, I haven't. I don't know. I haven't, like our buddy Fried, I do not, who was nervous even when it was 5-2.
Right.
You know, I don't do that now. I have, Mr. Hobbs, I have so totally disciplined myself against the feeling of dread being a Caps fan. I've told you that I felt differently about this team. I'm not getting happy.
Right.
But I'm not getting as stressed as I used to.
Whereas
so I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
In the past, your attitude would have been, you'll pardon the absence of a winning record.
You pardon the absence of never beating Pittsburgh. But now I just dig it, and I really, really enjoy it. And I'm sure if they are fortunate enough to go on to the final, that will be the true stress.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, I have to tell you that I find no malice towards the Tampa faithful,
mm-hmm.
Because this is the state where I live, and this may be the team that my son will want to root for as he grows up.
It
might be difficult. It's not. I wouldn't call it classy because there's a you know it is Tampa, right?
Right.
Yes.
But I will say that there was one fan directly in back of me. When you go in there, not only do you get the wristband, but they give you a sign that says Go Bolts.
Okay.
And the Go Bolts sign, I thought, was a sign that everybody's going to hold up. No, it is a foldable, fan-like clacker device that goes clack, 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 clack. You heard it if you were watching the game on TV. Clack, 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 clack. And the 600-pound man that came in and sat next to me before the game even started, immediately picked it up and expertly folded it into this clacker device as though he has done it before. And and his lovely wife came in right after him. She'll come into play a little bit later.
Really?
And so the only reason I was able to feel a little malice
yes.
towards the Tampa fans was when it was capacity, when all the seats were filled, there was a man that had this like fan
clacker.
Cardboard clacker device
yeah.
and they all clack them.
Sure.
And that's okay. They're loud and that's to be expected.
Yeah.
The guy in back of me, directly in back of me, his clacker device was just touching the crown of my head. The crown of my head, and I know he was doing it on purpose, but I'm outnumbered.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not going to make a scene. Now, when I sat back in my chair after sitting forward and I drove my skull into his cardboard clacker where he's got it 6 inches away from his Schwanstucker, holding it between his legs in order for that to stab me.
Yes.
That's when I turned around and he went, oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. And you know when a guy goes, sir, I'll show this. I have to do this visually for the guys.
Okay. Please.
This is the expression. I'm like, he goes, sorry.
All right. You caught
me. The smile said, yeah.
The guilty smile.
I'm doing it. And then he still was just brushing the top of my hair with it. Every single time.
Maybe he was hitting
and
on
that's
you.
What, yeah. And when that happened, when the Capitals finally took the lead, that's when I went, yeah!
Yeah, you showed everyone.
Was there anyone in your proximity that was a Caps fan, to your knowledge, that you could make eye contact with?
In the row in front of me, mother with a Caps jersey.
Okay.
A little baby daughter with a Bolts jersey. Father with a Caps jersey. Older son with a Tampa jersey. And when the Capitals scored, the mother was busting the chops. If it was a stepmother, she's
really?
An evil stepmother. If it's a regular mother, that's not the way you treat your children. I mean, I understand there's a rivalry. This kid was like 12 or 13, and she went,
in your face. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
I know you have my team's jersey on, lady, but you are a B-A-H.
Leave her alone.
Yes.
Hot soup. No Caps jerseys.
Yeah. Aunt Lydia, you know, you might not want to pick on the kid like that. It's it's going to cause bad blood when you do that. But at one point, these stadiums, and I talk about being a manatee walrus and with the bad hips and up and down and up and down. And there's a small, narrow area. And when I stood up to get my phone out at one point,
right.
My little tiny rectangular key for my car fell on the ground.
The
fob. And it was next to the lady who was sitting. And for her to pick it up, she has to reach down like that and pick it up. For me, I have to go straight vertical. And I would have probably had to like support myself. It's the same reason these hips are not fully. And
not
I
asked,
excuse me. And I look over and then I say, excuse me? and she turns around. She's like this. And she goes,
oh, said, no.
Excuse me. You see that? See that rectangular? You see that rectangular key? Yes. What?
What?
I said, do you see that rectangular key? I said, would you mind just picking that up for me? I that fell out of my pocket. Yes. What? I said, the rectangular key, could you just get it? And she goes, and she reaches, and it was probably 6 inches from her hand, and this is the effort she made to get it. She pushed her hand up. And then I said, I pushed it over. It was on one of those fan clackers that hadn't been put together. And I slid it over her, and she grabs it and hands it to me. And I said, thank you so much. And she looks at me, and she goes, and now I'm pissed.
Right.
I said, thank you a second time. And then I looked down, and I said, thank you. And she went, uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, the universe, by the way, that's my peeve, right? With anyone in anywhere. The uh-huh.
Yep.
Let me just explain to people that may have been raised by ferrets in a den in the middle of a landfill. Let me explain just this little breach of etiquette that you can start improving today.
Yeah.
If somebody says thank you, those two words, I give you thank, I give you.
Mm. Yeah.
Thank you. They are to be responded to with two other words. You're welcome.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Which is a contraction.
Yeah.
Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, welcome. You are welcome. Maybe it's three words, but you're welcome is the standard. And for anyone, anywhere, be someone holding a door for you, be someone in a service industry, thank you gets you're welcome. Thank you doesn't get uh-huh, because when you say uh-huh, you might as well say f*** you to me. Okay? That's what I want to pass on. Uh-huh is F you, only in a different way, all right? When you say uh-huh, that's not a response, especially people in the service industry, because you get thank you from a polite table.
Yes.
Quite often. That's the way that works.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to pass that along.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Thank you. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Would you have accepted, not at all, my good man?
You know what? My pleasure is even better.
Oh, I like my pleasure. I like that.
You know where they do it? Yeah. You know where the Manatee Walrus could tell you where they do it?
Where?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A. They do it all the time.
Oh, my God.
There we go. Pony and I know the same thing. That's good. Good tip in, Pony.
Those bastards ruined my Costco parking lot, and that is not my pleasure.
My pleasure. I love it when I hear that.
Yeah.
And my pleasure?
I only started eating there recently because I want to gain the extra weight.
Yeah.
And so when they say my pleasure, I'm like, oh, pretty good.
Hey, let's do a playlist. Everywhere. Thank you for the extra Chick-fil-A sauce.
My pleasure.
And scene.
Fast food. Or chain restaurants. Yeah. Speaking of chain restaurants, it was Mother's Day yesterday.
Ooh.
Yes, it was.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. We'll talk about that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you'd like to have your note read on the Mike O'Mara Show, Mike and the guys would love to hear from you. Send your email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's. Or drop your card or letter into the mailbox addressed to the Mike O'Mara Show, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. They also like packages, too. And now back to the TMOS Big Money Celebrity Match. Here's Mike.
Thank you, Jim Amato.
You know, I'm gonna,
if he's kicking it back to me with Mike, here's Mike. I'm doing a thank you, Jim Amato.
We have a lot of promo submitters. Take a page from the Amato book. I like that. It makes
Amato
the show tight.
The gold standard. Yeah. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. The weather's getting hot, hot, hot. So you know beach time is almost here. So now more than ever, you need Beachbody On Demand. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Beachbody On Demand is a streaming service that gives you instant access to super effective workouts that you can do anywhere 24/7. This is the company behind P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix, T25, Brazil Butt Lift. They got all the good stuff. I love 3-week yoga retreat for flexibility. Phenomenal.
Shannon's doing the Brazil Butt Lift. Ooh. And let me tell you,
It's all
the exercises podcast that you would see like girls doing in the gym that are really in shape. And then you're like, oh, you can do them at home, but you have somebody telling you exactly what to do in the comfort of your home.
So you don't have to drive anywhere. You don't have to park anywhere.
Hundreds of workouts for all fitness levels. Use your computer, your smart TV, your tablet, your smartphone, Roku, Apple TV, Chromecast, and more. And the best part, TMOS listeners can try it absolutely free. I know that Oscar loves it. I really want to try this service because it will make you feel better. I promise. Please try this for me. Our listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text TMOS to 303030. That's access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and more, and support totally free. Again, just text 303030. TMOS to 303030. That's all you do, and you will get that today. All right. Yesterday, a wonderful day. Mama was down, and we were very, very excited about it. And Mother's Day special. Mother was visiting, and Carla was excited. And we all went to a place that the girls wanted to go to. It's called First Watch. Do you have any of those in Virginia? Watch.
They make my smoke detectors.
On ABC.
No, this is a restaurant. Is that what it's called? Is it First Watch? I think it's
I think
that,
it is.
Right?
It's not U.S. Egg?
This is the question that I ask you, both of you. This is my question. Which would you prefer in a restaurant? Because at this particular place, which had a line.
Yes, it's an either or here. Okay.
You got to work to get a line here. You got to work. You know what?
Wow,
you
it must be really good then.
To get.
Right?
To get a line, you have to either wait till later, which we did, or you have to go to the place where everybody thinks it's special.
They have a First Watch in Fairfax and Rockville and Laurel. Yeah.
They got them everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Oh, I'd
first
like to go there after,
places.
After I hit the racetrack at Laurel.
They've taken a mom-and-pop breakfast concept, and they're turning it into a chain.
And what's it called, First Watch? Why would it be called? It sounds like a fire department.
First Watch.
It's the daytime cafe.
Yes. Yeah, it's fresh.
Whatever that means.
Like it's the daytime cafe.
Well, and it's a little pricier than some of the other breakfast places, the mom and pops you might
get. Yeah, with a gift card to spend $100.
God. For breakfast.
I mean, that must be a pretty big flipping
omelet.
They're
everywhere. They have over 50 locations. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
First Watch.
And they're down here.
Yeah, First Watch your wallet. Am I right, ladies?
Which would you prefer? Would you prefer a non-smiling, bordering on malicious frown, or would you prefer phony nice? Because we got a little bit of both. There, I think this guy is the owner or the manager.
Okay.
And he is, his countenance is so unpleasant that it you just look at him and go, what? Who pissed him off? That's the way I look at
this. It's a tough choice, but I'll weigh in first. I would take the phony niceness, and here's why. Okay. It means they're at least making an effort.
I agree.
To be pleasant.
Now that you put it that way, I agree. Although I, you know,
but I still would hate it.
I don't like either. I don't like either. Now, before I say this, I have to acknowledge that anyone working in food service, and I was in that business for a short period of time with a failed restaurant, it is extraordinarily taxing. It is not fun. Is it easy to do? It's probably easy to do. It's not easy to do well. And that's why the people that do well are on television and are revered.
Yes.
And you see them judging other people.
Because celebrate.
They celebrate the people. That's exactly the right word with that. In this particular case, I think this may be the owner. And there is not a smiling server in there when you see them leave the table. There is no sense of joy. And even the people coming to eat there, I feel as though, do you ever feel like you're there because that's where you think you should go?
Yeah.
And my little son, my little four-year-old, wanted to go to our neighborhood joint, and that was vetoed.
Denny's?
And what is it?
Your neighborhood joint, Denny's?
No. Oh. No, we have a little place. I'll give him a plug. Haney's.
Do you remember
when I told the story about the old man
that
took a little tumble, and I was helping him up, and I was kind of patting him on the back and telling him it was going to be okay. Yeah. And the manager of that joint walked out to me and said, "Your entire breakfast for your family is comped. Thank you for being so nice."
Damn.
I think I told that story. That's the local joint.
Okay.
This place has, and I have no idea whether they're not nice to people in the similar method, but the similar way. But there was just.
But you saw no joy among the staff.
No, I don't like that. I don't like, because it means that people are being mean to each other.
Yeah, I agree.
And all of it had that that coating of either phony niceness or meanness below the surface, and not necessarily meanness to the customers, meanness to maybe the staff that worked there. And food was fine, a little pricey, but it just made me uptight.
Did you get the feeling that this might have been sort of an outlier because they were slammed for Mother's Day? Were they overtaxed? Is that why they were crabby?
I don't know. I've been in there twice, and it's been that way both times.
Okay.
With this one guy.
Also,
with this
bad
one guy
signage.
This is the guy that's just like, like that. So, I mean, you'll take the phony nice. You'll
If given a choice, that's what I'd take.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you.
Still
what are we
bad,
having
though?
Today?
Yeah.
$13
And then you know
dollars?
That she walks away from the table and just goes, I hate it.
I hate the world.
It's tough. It's tough. It's
business.
Some of the toughest work in the world
to
do that, and I have nothing but admiration for people that do it because it is tough. And maybe I shouldn't give a rat's ass. Maybe I'd be happier if I didn't observe people and I didn't care.
Well,
but
you're
when somebody
a restaurateur,
comes out,
you know exactly what's going on. It's like,
but I'm sure people could tell stories about me being a dick, especially after my third vodka shot, you know, where it's just like, you know, I used to come in. I remember
not
when,
you.
I'll give you a little beyond, stop it, you. I remember
how many shots before you started being fake nice to people?
None.
Yeah, that's really not in your playbook, is it?
No, don't have the fake nice. Don't have the fake nice. Have the ball busting.
Yes, that's
down,
there.
And that's my way of saying I love you. Some people don't get it.
Yeah.
Jerks.
What rubes? Yeah. Don't they get you?
Yeah. One redheaded slut, I'll be phony mean to you.
Phony mean.
Phony mean to you. So I have, because I was not an owner-operator, because I was an owner in name only, and but I frequented the joint because I wanted to see what was going on, and it was exciting for me to be part of this enterprise. I put up one thing, and on the back of the door, I put in large letters, I've told this story before, "Hi, my name is blank. I'll be your server today. What can I start you with?" I think it was something along those.
Yes.
And it was in large letters because I wanted everyone to be greeted the same way. Much like Pony says the "my pleasure" at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I wanted to have that kind of
greeting. We have a sign right outside the door when you walk into our TMOS studio.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Remember, Jesus is our captain."
That's
yes,
right.
Only Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's exactly only Jesus. So there were two things that happened.
I used to think it was referring to Oscar's uncle.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus.
I was confused, but now we're all on the same page again.
He's a good guy.
So there are two things. There was that, the greeting,
yes,
and then there was no gum chewing. I didn't want gum
yeah,
chewing because
yeah, I remember that.
If you get a chance to vacation in Manassas, you will notice that there is
the season
probably,
is coming, Mike.
Hold on, I've got the statistics right. Yeah, here.
Vacation season in Manassas is coming, so book your hotels now.
Here it is.
The rates
is.
Are going to go sky high.
Yeah, it's still number one. I have the rankings of gum chewing places in America. Manassas is still number one.
Hey,
number
that's
one
great.
In the nation.
That's
Isn't
really
that
good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Most gum chewed by most people, by fewest people. That's
wow.
They,
so it's a per capita thing.
Yeah, per capita.
Those are sticky.
So I had a thing about it. I said, when you're on the floor, there might have been a third one, and that was no smoking out in front of mm-hmm. the building.
Okay.
Which is another valid. Which is another go-to for the servers. It always, you know. So that was it. That was my big three. And we had a meeting that day where my manager said, why don't you come in and, you know, just give him a nice talk. And I was funny. And I said, now I only have, I'll be seeing a lot of you. I look forward to this. It's going to be great. I got my two things. The greeting that we put on the door is really, really important. I hope we can do that. And of course, no gum chewing. And that was it. And then it was probably a week later that I was bringing family into the restaurant, my restaurant, mm-hmm. my name on it. I could not have been more excited, more thrilled. And I went back to the office, took care of a little business. And then I came out and I sat down. And on the back of the door, I said, hi, my name is blank. I'll be your server today. What can I start you off with? Simple, simple little greeting.
Yeah.
And I was talking. I was actually having that discussion before we had our server come out. And about 2 minutes later, about 2 minutes more than it should have been, the server came out, walked up to our table. I'm getting kind of excited, and she comes up and she's chewing gum and she says, how you guys doing?
And I
was just like, you know, it was just
after you had set the table for here's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, it was like yes she didn't care. Thank you
Randolph
very much.
Randolph Scott
how you guys doing? Yeah, and you're fired. No, I didn't do that. I said, give me a drink, and that was it. And then we moved on. That's the way it was.
It's been a really, really messed up.
I don't like the scowl. The scowl doesn't work for me. You know?
Yeah.
And if you're that on, if you're being mean to your people that are working for you, it means you're not happy. So just, you know, I like the fun environment.
Yeah.
I was at a drive-thru, you know, pumping up my massive stomach last week, and I heard one of the ladies at the window, you know
yeah.
what she said?
What?
She said, you know I love you. And I heard,
aww.
I love you too. And I looked at my wife. I said, that's those people rock.
Yeah.
And,
that's awesome.
And they were, that's how they were getting through their day, where it's not fun to do that.
We're just
going to
kill these fat white guys. Let's keep doing our job.
How do you know that they might not have been
Mike,
drink?
Like, I know people that are throwing love around aren't El Diablo Blanco. Like, you guys aren't comfortable saying that on a regular
basis. Maybe you're
basis.
Right. Yeah. Maybe you're absolutely right. That's why I'm switching my doctor.
Yeah.
Well, seriously.
So you get some love?
I am changing doctors. I am changing a doctor. My doctor's first name is Julio.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because everybody in his office is like that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Everybody. Okay? Put that in your bigoted pipe and smoke it.
Yes.
No, I'm
yes.
not kidding you. I'm not kidding. You want to talk about people that care? This is the best office I've ever been to. I said, okay. I want more of this. And I said, well, you know, he does take an occasional. He's a specialist, but he does take a few patients. Julio, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Anyway. Hasn't gotten back to me yet, though.
He will.
Yeah. Fat Irishman.
You're on the lista.
He might take you on the installment plan. Short-term
take
stuff.
A break and come back. I want to clear people's minds about whether I'm murdering my dog or not.
Okay, we'll
right
please.
Shalomi, my homies. Intern Emily here. If you haven't heard, I'm shipping off to Israel for the next month. I'll be climbing mountains, trekking through the desert, and even floating in the Dead Sea. But whatever will I do with my downtime? Luckily, TMOS is now available on Spotify. It's easier than ever to listen wherever and whenever you want. And the best part? It's free! So check out The Mike O'Mara Show on Spotify. Tov, yalla, bye.
Tov, yalla.
So, yeah, we got the intern Emily. She's going up to Israel. She's going to have a good time. She's going to go see the Wailing
Wall. Her diploma this weekend. Congratulations, Emily.
Oh, way to go, Emily. Graduated from The American University. Way to go. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. Are you paying attention, not to this podcast, but to everything you need to? If you're like me, you rely on magazines for all the latest ideas and trending topics, and you can get all the magazines that matter with Texture. I was reading an article about Raymond Floyd, because I love golf, and yeah. I like to read about golf.
He's still around?
And he's still around, and he tells the little stories about everything in golf. I love to read the
Good
stories from the old guys. Texture is the app that offers over 200 top magazines all in one place. With Texture, you get complete issues and even back issues for titles like Time, The Atlantic, and The New Yorker, all in one app. If you want something lighter, you have People, Cosmo, and Entertainment Weekly. Texture delivers the best of both worlds with newsworthy stories and relaxing entertainment anytime, anywhere. Magazines are where you find quality journalism, beautiful photos, in-depth interviews, and perspectives that show you all sides of the story. Dive deep into the issues you care about today with Texture. Texture is usually $9.99 per month, but they are giving listeners a free trial. To start your 7-day free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start reading the latest issues for your favorite magazines today. That's texture.com/TMOS. Okay, yay. I want to make something very clear to our listening audience. We made some jokes about beluga and flying, and there are two things you should know. As it stands now, beluga is going to be in his little Sherpa bag on wheels. We test drove it with him, and he was sitting up in it. And so I went into the bedroom, and Carla had put him in it to test it. Mm-hmm. And there was this bulge coming out of the top of it. And I said, well, he doesn't fit in there. And she said, he's sitting up. I said, of course he's sitting up, because it's a carrier that's designed to have the dog lie down. And that's why he's
sitting
up.
And 9 times out of 10, that dog lies down, right? That's not a sit-up dog. Yeah.
He's always been up.
Yeah. I have to be careful.
Well, what's going on?
I have to be careful because I'm sleep deprived, and if I get going on this, okay. I want to go in the complete other direction.
The inner monologue.
Right.
Yes, the inner monologue, okay.
The inner government.
He fits in it, and I wanted to tell people that are concerned about beluga that we're not going to drug him, and he's not going to be flying in the bottom of the plane. He's going to be up in the cabin with us. At least that's what Carla found out when she talked to the airline, that everything's going to be fine.
Good.
So he's going to be okay. And
are you flying Braniff?
Yeah, we're flying Easter.
Oh, good. That's a good airline.
We're flying Eastern Airlines, and he's going to. So we've got his carrier, and it's the size where you can take him through. You have to take him out when you go through security.
Does he have to walk through the metal detector?
Well, the one time that we put him through the metal detector, the TSA guy said, "You're not allowed to bring a black loaf of bread on this plane."
Because
I can't help myself.
I was envisioning beluga in the thing with his paws up over his head while the thing spins around.
Like this, cross, yes. Cross paws.
Yeah. He can't get those paws above his head.
Yeah. Do you have any? Is there any metal in your pocket?
I've got some small change.
Yeah, suddenly beluga's turned into William Conrad.
No, he'll have a.
I want to shit in this bag.
Beluga's the type of dog that would have like 3 Sacagaweas in his pocket.
Yeah, yeah. Out of and a 50-cent piece. Yeah. Really outmoded money.
Here you go. How about a little something for the effort, Joe?
Hey. I don't even have a slot for this in my drawer, sir.
Beluga.
And then his monocle would fall out of some fold or two.
In my mind's eye, I know how big a carry-on has to be, and I know how big Beluga is. It's probably a pretty snug fit in the carrier.
It's a little snug. It's not like Frankie, who can, you know, have a dinner party in there. It's but we're not drugging him.
Good.
And we are carrying him in the cockpit. And I believe if there's a problem with that, we may not, you know, it might screw the trip up. But I'm leaving that to Mrs. O'Mara.
Is it a nonstop from Florida to Maine?
No.
Because I'm curious, what is the protocol for if the dog has to go? It could happen.
I think he has to go in the suit, just like in the right stuff.
Request permission to relieve bladder.
Oh, I wasn't thinking about his bladder.
That's all. I tell him he can go in the suit. That's the right stuff. One of my favorite scenes in the right stuff where Scott Glenn has to pee.
That's right.
It's a wonderful. So there has been some concern online with the helpers. that he would be murdering our dog. That I listen. I do a lot of shtick about the dog, but this is an animal whose excrement I pick up twice daily.
Yes.
So I can bitch, but I don't treat our dogs badly. I treat our dogs extremely well. And because he's older, Carla wants to take him up north, and I understand that completely. And so he will be riding in the cockpit with us, and we will be wheeling him through the airport until we get to TSA, and then you know, he'll be checked out at that point.
Do you think he'll be making the trip back down south at the end of the summer?
See, I don't want to do that. It's getting too close.
It's not
too
funny,
close.
Pony.
I get crap every time we talk about the dog because Carla, you know, hears that. And I want to make sure.
Do you take all his toys with them, or do you bother keeping any back?
No, Beluga is not a toy animal. Oh. If you have a chicken leg, that's his toy. I mean, he wants food. It's the other one that likes. Frankie likes a toy. Frankie's got a tiny little stuffed tiger that I throw, and I'm really working on my relationship with Frankie, trying to get it better. And he has taken to jumping up on my lap occasionally just to get some love. So there we are.
Linus got a new toy this weekend.
Oh, what did he get?
My mother brought him. His grandmother brought him a baseball.
Ooh. And it turns out a real baseball.
Yeah, because I bought one for my mom's dog because my mom has a Cal Ripken home run ball. Mm-hmm. And the dog saw it. It's on a shelf. And the dog, her dog Lulu, started just looking at it and like,
like he wants you to throw it.
Yeah, but you can't play with a Cal Ripken ball. So I bought mom a baseball for the dog.
A real baseball.
Yeah, leather with the cork core and everything. And it's and the dog loves it because
leather with the core, like the same one that Robert Redford hit in The Natural.
Exactly. And when he
where
plays
he knocked
with
the cover off the ball,
she's been chewing on it a whole bunch and getting the threads out. So it's a good workout for her teeth. So Linus,
like a little Darren McGavin from The Natural.
Oh, I would.
This is Darren McGavin. It's time for let me hit the ding. It's time for Obscure Impression Corner here. This is Darren McGavin addressing Kim Basinger or Bassinger or Bassinger when
she's the femme
talking
fatale.
To Robert when she's talking to Robert Redford on the phone.
Right? Okay, please.
Darren McGavin as the gambler. Talking to Kim Basinger. I forgot what his character's name is, but I remember the voice. All right.
Okay.
Here we go. This is him after she gets off.
Okay, Mike is, so you know, he's fixing his hair, and I bet he's about to turn away from the microphone, so when he turns her back around, he'll be in character.
All right.
Here we go.
It's a tough one.
It is.
Hey, you are in control, aren't you, pal? thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hey, now, do you remember
here's
the scene?
Here's why that's so great is because when you do that, you know it's accurate because it could be done by the father in A Christmas Story, also played by him, but a totally different character.
I ruined the guy. That is the Darren, the natural, if you're a connoisseur of Darren McGavin like I am. And by the way, Darren McGavin, for those of you who might not know, is the dad in A Christmas Story.
Also, okay? Kolchak the Night Stalker.
Shut up! Funguses! All right. Darren McGavin is absolutely an icon to me.
He's a perfect character actor.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, but I ruined the guy. He got $10.
Ruined.
And the silver? Yeah. Those two of the greatest character actors in the history. You've got Robert Prosky and Darren McGavin in the same movie. Mm-hmm. They were whoever casted The Natural. And you've got Wilford Brimley as the manager.
Yeah, that's right.
And you got that old guy with the mustache who's the assistant coach.
I should know his name.
Movie is, that
perfect.
Movie is
Glenn Close, too. She's great.
Glenn Close is fantastic. It's before she went total crazy. Was that Glenn Close pre Michael Douglas or
Fatal
post
Attraction?
Michael Douglas?
Oh, I think that
was that pre Fatal Attraction?
I think it was pre Fatal Attraction, but I think it was post Big Chill.
You are in control, aren't you, pal? Darren McGavin, all fresh fruit from Jim and Charlie. Anyway, I love The Natural. I don't know the name of the restaurant where he gets all fresh food. You know? And Robert Redford is just being Robert Redford.
Yeah, and he's just always just a little too old for every scene he's in, especially when he's playing young.
Well, he's playing old. He's playing a washed-up player.
When they do the flashback and it's shot through like a mile of fabric so he looks young. Can we get a little more key light on him, please?
Yeah, he was great in that movie.
Red Blow, Richard Farnsworth?
That's it.
Richard
Farnsworth, exactly.
Richard
good
Farnsworth,
pull.
Yeah.
Yep, and it eats good, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know how to say it, but it sure do eat good.
And they're singing the songs to each other on the bench, you know?
I would have bet money you didn't know that song.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
I do. 3 hours of sleep is what's wrong with you.
3 hours of sleep.
But and the, you love Beluga.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do. No, I just want people to know that I'm not going to hurt the dog.
No.
I'm not going to.
Was there a lot? There was an uproar, I guess.
There's just a little concern from a blip on the radar. Prominent listeners who started a thread about it, and I felt like addressing it. Okay. So are you happy now? but anyway, that's, just wanted to make
does
sure
Darren McGavin have any words for Trip?
Yeah. You are in control with those Toll House cookies, aren't you, pal?
I did see a Deadpool.
How about, all right, you know what? Trip is going to absolutely love this.
Yes.
I will be Darren McGavin addressing Trip Affleck, one of our P1 listeners, a guy that supports the show more than anyone else, all right? All right, so these will be comments Darren McGavin makes to, oh, my God, we are tailoring the show for one particular
narrow casting. It's what we do best.
Right. You aren't going to eat all that bacon yourself, are you, pal? Darren McGavin.
Show! She! Affleck!
Yeah, there you go. All fresh food from Trip and all fresh food from Trip and Affleck. There you go. Yeah. You don't understand. Are you going to eat all that? You don't understand, Trip.
I already have.
That's when he's saying he's going to bet against
you see, Mr. McGavin, what I do is I slice the fruitcake and freeze the slices individually and enjoy them throughout the year.
Yeah. Yeah, you are in control, aren't you, pal?
I'm in control of the fruitcake.
Now I'll flip over to a Christmas story talking to Trip, all right?
All right.
We are going to Trip Affleck to eat.
I don't know what is wrong with me today.
We're going to change the tire.
Yes, yes. Show you! Focus, Affleck! It's a major Affleck award! Fragile!
Oh, God, you're killing me!
All right, there you go. That's for one guy. I'm doing a show for one guy.
I think it's for more than one guy.
Yeah. Hey, Gus was the guy's name. His name was Gus.
Yep.
I forgot what his last name was, but his first name was Gus. And now the judge, played by Robert Prosky, will address Trip Affleck, right?
You'll pardon the absence of light in your kitchen. Excuse me, Mr. Affleck. I thought we had an agreement.
Anyway, that's it. I'm done. I'm not doing that anymore. I just want to say...
You'll pardon the absence of chocolate chips in these cookies.
You'll pardon.
By the way, not that I live by that man's post, but the Toll House cookies with the white chocolate, I believe the peanut butter and the regular chocolate morsels looked absolutely, and he was complaining about the fact that the recipe yielded fewer cookies. No, he wasn't complaining. He was saying he was okay with that.
I wonder if that had anything to do with
my... I'm a total loser on the weekend. That is all the stuff that I look at.
No, you went to a pro hockey playoff game. Yeah, you're not a loser.
Look at you, playoff.
And also, if you're worried about the amount of cookies that the batter makes, sometimes the problem is the amount of batter consumed pre-baking.
Ooh, yeah.
Because you got to make sure it tastes right.
Do you make great cookies?
I do.
Could you make some for homemade? The show?
What would you like?
Oh, something scrumptious.
You know what I make that are excellent? Are Crown Royal cookies.
Oh, I've never had that.
Oh, they're great. Mm. Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Mike, you know what? I had one of Rob's Crown Royal cookies. Let's go back to that.
Oh,
right
good.
Now, okay. This is one of Rob's Crown Royal cookies, and we'll take you to the scene where I'm eating it.
Yum. Okay,
this is really, really delicious.
And Mike, remember what I said. Give Beluga half of one Crown Royal cookie before the flight, but only half.
Yep.
Only a half.
And then he'll look at me and say, you are in control, aren't you, pal? Yeah. Sorry. That is a segment of the program I cannot get back. There are people that will love it, and there are people that will hate it.
I think they'll love it more than they hate
it's
it.
It's like blue cheese. It's very divisive.
Very good. We'll, we'll take a... hey, we're rooting for Mike to get 3 hours of sleep every show. Yeah. 3 hours of sleep, aren't you, pal?
Are you in control, Mike?
Are you in control? You are in control, aren't you, pal? we'll take a break, and we'll be back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Come on, girl.
It's Wednesday, May 9th, 2018. If you're listening to the regular Mike O'Mara Show,
to the If you already have a subscription to the bonus show, you don't have to listen. But if you don't have a subscription, that's terrible. It's not looking good for you. You need to download the bonus show, pay some money, and we need a lot of you and your friends to sign up. Pay a little money to support Mike, Rob, and Oscar. Don't be terrible. Sign up now.
Thank you, Jimmy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Whistle. We all have dogs. We were just talking about our dogs. Rob's got a dog that's, you know, mobile and runs around a bit.
He bolts.
You love Whistle.
I love it because I know where he's headed. He's got like several spots, but I just have to look at my phone, open the app, and I'll say, oh, he's at the mailboxes over on Tennessee Avenue. And I show up and he looks at me like, oh, you're here too? So it's easy. It makes it easy to find your dog. Yeah.
Whistle is a device that attaches to your pet's collar that allows you to track their location and activity from an app right on your phone. Whistle is lightweight, waterproof, and it has a rechargeable battery that lasts up to 10 days. Whistle uses GPS and AT&T's cellular network to monitor your pet 24/7. Anywhere in the USA, you can even use Wi-Fi zones to monitor your pet and get notified, that's three syllables, and get notified when they leave and return to the safe place.
Yep.
When your pet is beyond Wi-Fi range, Whistle can track your pet anywhere in the U.S. using AT&T's cellular network. Microchipping and tags are important for pet safety, but Whistle lets you find your dog before he's lost. Find your pet in minutes and rest easy thanks to Whistle. Oscar Santana.
It's funny we even had the spot today because we have Whistle on Santos.
Sure.
And at my mom's, for Mother's Day, we take him over and she's got a big yard. And in her yard, there are blind spots, right?
Right.
So instead of having to get up every time, be like, I hope he didn't escape the yard, just looked at the phone.
It's so easy.
Whistle brings peace of mind to pet owners across the nation, and for a limited time, our listeners can get $25 off a Whistle device when you use the code TMOS. So go to whistle.com right now and use the code TMOS at checkout. Visit whistle.com today. Whistle, the smarter way to care for your best friend.
News.
The Social Security Administration just released... You are in control, aren't you, pal? Just released data on the most popular baby names.
Oh, I love
last
this.
Last year. And, they don't look that different than they did in 2016 or 2015 or 2014 or 13 or 2012.
Well, there's several heavy hitters that always stay towards the top.
Or 2010. The 10 most popular names for girls in 2017 were...
Yes.
Emma.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia.
Okay.
Ava.
EVA or AVA?
Isabella.
Oh, Isabella's a pretty name.
Sophia.
There you go.
Mia. Amelia. Charlotte. Evelyn. And Abigail.
Why so many names that end in a vowel, do you suppose?
I don't know.
Are you in control?
You are in control, aren't you, pal? Emma was the most popular name for the fourth year in a row, and it's been in the top three for a decade straight now. Olivia was second for the fourth year in a row. For boys, the top 10 names last year were Liam at number one, Noah, William, James, Logan, Benjamin, Mason, that's a surprise, Elijah, Oliver, and Jacob.
A lot of biblical names.
Very much so.
But don't you think Liam and William should be considered the same name?
Yeah, because it's Gaelic for for William.
Because that would allow Robert to move up one.
That's the first time Liam was the number one name. It's been the second most popular for the last 3 years. Noah dropped from the most popular to the second most popular. And by the way, when I hear Noah, I still think of Bill Cosby.
What's a cubit?
Sad.
It is.
Names that had the biggest jumps in popularity last year for girls were Ensley, yeah. And Oakland, O-A-K-L-Y-N-N. And for boys, they were Wells and Cairo.
These are stupid names.
Cairo Wren?
Also, the girl's name Melania
at the fifth biggest jump last year.
Nice. Coming in at number 12 for the boys, yeah. BB-8.
Okay. Isn't that great?
The other name with two B's.
Bait.
Now that NBC has unveiled their schedule for next season, here's the full breakdown of the shows they canceled. The Brave, anyone? The Brave,
no.
Anybody
out.
Watch The Brave?
Out.
The Carmichael Show, anybody watch
nope.
The Carmichael
nope.
Show? Anyway, Great News, anybody watch Great
News?
I
watched that anyone? A few episodes because there's some good people in the cast, but it was a horrible show.
The Night Shift, anybody watch The Night Shift?
Oh, no, anyone? But I'd like to go anyone? Back.
Rise, anybody watch Rise?
Oh, I watched anybody? One episode of Rise.
It was about a bakery?
Taken. Was that the Liam Neeson movie?
Yeah,
based
not
on
a
the
good
Liam
adaptation.
Neeson?
Yeah, probably
okay.
not.
A final season of Shades of Blue airs this summer. That's Jennifer Lopez's show.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work out.
The shows they are going, that they are bringing back include America's Got Talent, AP Bio.
Good.
Just jump in here. I don't watch any of them. The Blacklist.
AP Bio, I watch.
It's funny. It's Patton fun. Is good. In it. He plays the principal in it.
I've been meaning to watch that.
Yeah.
Good.
The Blacklist, Blind Spot,
yes.
Chicago Fire.
My girl loves that. A bunch of dudes with their shirts off.
Mm.
Chicago Med, Chicago PD, Chicago You Are In Control, Aren't You, Pal?
Too many Chicago shows.
Dateline NBC.
That's coming back.
That'll last forever.
Cheapest show ever.
Of course.
Let me see.
I'm Lester Holt, cashing a check.
The people at Dateline NBC said Dateline NBC will run as long as Carla is alive.
That's true.
Ellen's Game of Games.
Another cheap show.
Good Girls.
Oh, I watched that.
What is Good Girls?
Three moms that turn to the other side of the law to make money.
Oh, I saw the previews for it. Yeah, okay, yeah.
They're more The Good Place, Hollywood Game Night, Law & Order Special Victims Unit, Midnight Texas.
The Good Place Anywhere? Is really good.
Midnight Texas?
Ted Danson.
Superstore. Did anybody watch Superstore?
I watch it every week.
Is
I just
great?
Want it to be a little better. Robert okay. loves it, but there's some really funny people in it. Mark McKinney from Kids in the Hall is great.
This Is Us.
Oh.
What?
You know, I think
ahead.
The bloom
Go
is
ahead.
Off the rose on that. I really
what
do.
What would the rose be?
The rose would be Miss Metz.
Okay. The Voice, The Wall.
Yeah!
Will and Grace and World of Dance. This will be Law & Order SVU's 20th season, tying it with the two longest-running dramas, Law & Order Regular and Gunsmoke. That's a hell
World
of
Dance.
There.
I love that people
show.
Are still referencing Gunsmoke, worst show ever, a Western that wasn't even a Western. It ran forever.
It was a video game.
Yeah.
Would you like to know the shows that are on the bubble?
Yes.
NBC is still undecided. Is still undecided on Better Late Than Never, Champions, Genius Junior, Law & Order True Crime, Little Big Shots, Spartan, An Ultimate Team Challenge, and for the second year in a row, Timeless. Those are the ones that are on the bottom.
All those reality shows will make it because they're cheap.
Little Big Shots, though. Steve Harvey, first time I've seen him almost lose.
Oh, he'll win. He'll win. And also the other one, what's the one? Is it Genius Junior? That's hosted by Doogie Howser, and that's a pretty good show. I like that.
Okay, very good. Oprah gave the commencement speech at USC's Annenberg School of Communication and Journalism on Friday, and of course she nailed it. Here are some of her best quotes. I'm working together to get things done. Quote, you can't personally stop anyone from walking into a school with an assault rifle, nor can you single-handedly ensure that the rights that your mothers and your grandmothers fought for so hard for will be preserved for the daughters that you may someday have. Quote, it will take more than you alone to pull more than 40 million Americans out of poverty, but who will you be if you don't care enough to try? And what mountains could we move? What gridlock could we eradicate if we were to join forces and work together in service of something greater than ourselves? On the perils of the internet, she says, quote, everything around us, including and in particular the internet and social media, is now being used to erode trust in our institutions, interfere in our elections, and wreak havoc on our infrastructure.
Oh, that my is from, God.
Potential presidential candidate
Damn.
Oprah Winfrey.
That is so awesome. And meanwhile, at VCU, the commencement speaker was Adrian Garcia.
Oh, yeah,
he was great.
He was great.
He was great. You know,
a little late.
30 of May is geez.
Hey, you want to go down to the fan, Mike?
The fan.
According to a new survey, a quarter of parents say they change parts of those classic stories when they tell them to their kids because they're too scary. That they send a bad message or that they're not politically correct. Here are the fairy tales. I've never overthought it like that.
Me neither.
Here are the fairy tales that they're most likely to change. Number five, they basically avoid telling the ugly duckling story because it promotes body shaming and bullying.
Ooh.
I don't know who these parents are. Number four, Hansel and Gretel. Hansel,
Gretel.
They don't get abandoned in the woods, and they don't kill the witch to escape. What's
Boo!
The point of the story?
Boo!
Oscar, at number three, the gingerbread man doesn't get eaten at the end.
That's
what parents...
Anything about your garments?
Are you happy or sad about that?
Not the gingerbread button!
Number two, in The Three Little Pigs, they don't trick the wolf into going down a chimney into a boiling pot. He just apologizes and they let him go.
Oh, God. Oh,
I can't tell you how upsetting this is.
At number one, Little Red Riding Hood, the wolf doesn't eat the grandma, and instead of killing him, he and Red Riding Hood become friends at the end.
Oh, I've seen a rendition of that on some adult sites.
Yeah, exactly. Tell you. Yeah. None of these beat the story that I told Julia when
Look
she was little.
Look at the Schwanstucker on that wolf. What?
None of these beat the story that I told Julia when she was little, which
what
is that,
that
Wayne Newton lived under her bed. I may have been drinking.
Don't look under him. You're going to see a scary monster.
That's interesting. Are you telling me that the phrase Happy Meal is false advertising? Is
what?
That what you're saying?
What?
Apparently, eating fast food puts you in a bad mood. Come on!
Come on, and the wolf is friends with Red Riding Hood.
At least according to an author, Rachel Kelly, who wrote a new book called
Kelly.
The Happiness Diet.
Hi, Rachel. It's The Happiness Diet.
Kelly.
She says that it's because of all the trans fats in fast food, especially the fries. They mess with all levels of omega-3 fatty acids in your body, which can lead you to being pessimistic, aggressive, and depressed. And fast
My
food
pleasure.
And fast food isn't the only food that she says will bum you out. Basically, everything that tastes good will. Some of the other foods that she says will put you in a bad mood are diet soda, sugary cereal, prepackaged donuts, shortening and margarine, salty snacks, and canned food.
That's nonsense. You know what she is? She's conjuring.
Yeah,
she can step off.
Just die now, all right, pal?
Pal?
Yeah, you are in control. All right, Logan Novoscone, a little something-something for you right now. Logan Novoscone was buying a Coke at a gas station in Red Banks, Mississippi last Wednesday. He looks like he's in his 20s or early 30s.
Okay.
Another customer was yelling at the employees about some peach cobbler that he had bought. The guy was angry because his peach cobbler didn't have enough peaches in it. And he was swearing at the female employees and being pretty nasty. So our friend Logan stepped in and told him not to talk to them like that. And the guy responded by grabbing a gun out of his car and firing 7 shots at Logan.
Wow.
One of the bullets hit him in the back, but it must have just grazed him because he was back at the gas station talking to a reporter the next day. He says he can't believe someone would go that far over some lousy peaches. But if he had to do it all over again, he'd still stand up for the women who were being yelled at. Brave,
nice.
Brave Logan. Meanwhile, the guy who shot him is named Stanley Woodson. And Stanley looks like he's in his 50s. He's in custody, facing charges for attempted murder. And he will also be extradited to Florida because that's where he belongs. Thank you very much. That's it. That's all I got for you today.
Murder.
Yeah. Come down.
Murder.
Come to where we is. Fire some 7 shots at somebody over peaches. Yep. You belong here. Right here in my town.
It's the heat.
We'll take a break.
It is the heat.
It's the heat. The sun. Party never ends. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault. Rob Spiewak, you do have an audio vault for us, don't you, pal?
I'm in control.
Yeah, very good. All right, we'll be right back.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Frantz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about Trump bringing home the Americans held captive by North Korea. Congressional polls, they are a tightening. And Bomb 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 Iran is back on the charts.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Just remember this about Political Persuasions. Even if the world's coming apart at the seams, we'll keep it light. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Yoko Co. Do you ever wonder when you're going to die? Hopefully, it'll be years from now, decades even, but it might not be. It could be next week, maybe even tomorrow. Sorry for the heaviness.
Oh, no.
The point is, You don't want to waste precious hours of your life doing paperwork or sitting in traffic or, God forbid, trying to update your organization's website. Mm-hmm. Well, at Yoko CO, they can help you with that last one. They know how to build websites that get results, and they love doing it. So don't spend your final hours trying to update your homepage. Let them spend their final hours updating your homepages. That's right. Because at Yoko CO, after they help you, they die.
That's right. That's Chris's policy.
That's right. Hey, at least they died doing what they love. Am I right, ladies?
Why not?
Then you can die the way you always wanted to, by riding a jet ski over a waterfall.
Way to go.
Check them out at yokoco.com/TMOS. It's a lot of O's there. That's yokoco.com/TMOS. And the first 10 organizations that reach out will receive a free website consultation and performance report. That's yokoco.com/TMOS. And please, stay alive. All right, pal?
Okay,
I,
pal.
I always say Yoko Co.
I do, too.
Yeah, Yoko Co.
It sounds good. Yoko
I thought it was a chocolate beverage.
Rolls off better, but it's yes. Yoko CO. Thank yes. you very much. Let's open up the Yoko Audio Vault for Monday with Rob Spiewak.
How about a little sexy music, Mike?
All right.
You recognize it?
Murder, She Wrote.
Exactly. Tonight, after 60 Minutes and Murder, She Wrote.
Angela Lansbury.
A tape that we pulled drops from many years ago. Apparently, someone found it and reposted some tapes on YouTube over the weekend. It was trending red hot. And there was one that was a little more saucy than I remember it. So this is Angela Lansbury when she was 63 back in 1988. But right. if it'll help you, know this. Now she is 93. Let's hear some health tips from Miss Angela Lansbury.
Tonight on Murder, She Wrote.
I think femininity and sexuality go hand in hand. It used to be thought that women lose interest in sex after menopause. But now we know that just isn't true.
Whoa.
Obviously, both you and your partner are different than you were 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But if you can accept the inevitable physical and other changes, you can keep romance in your life.
All right.
I believe it's important for a woman to try and maintain a certain sense of mystery about herself.
Yeah!
And I think that can continue to any
He's a monster sometimes.
It's so easy to give up or to get lazy.
Easy.
It's worth it to continue to present yourself as a woman of loveliness and dignity.
Sage advice.
Yeah, that's
saying keep it tight.
That's right.
And knows she's looking her best.
Just because he's given up
yeah.
doesn't mean you have to.
Continue to attract attention as a feminine sexual person.
Yeah!
The right kind of attention doesn't have to stop unless you want it to.
That's right.
All right.
In the next scene, she went and she Doubled. Had sex with Tom Bosley as Sheriff Amos Tupper.
Can you send me that?
Yeah, I can.
Thank you.
I needed one more.
Really
I needed for a little
great.
While longer.
What a great lay.
That's what Tom Bosley would say.
That's what Bosley said. What a great lay.
What a great lay. Jessica Fletcher, a great lay.
Great lay.
Hey, put down your typewriter, Jess. Come over here.
Why? Who thought I could get laid in this little seaside town?
Everybody's dying every week, and I'm still getting laid.
Help me.
That's right. Sex, She Wrote. Did you know? I did not know this. There was one episode of Seinfeld that had vocals during the theme song.
Mm.
Episode 1 of season 3.
How the hell do you put vocals to that theme?
It's got scat vocals. And here's the funny thing. Ooh. Jerry called the music director and said, I want to change up the theme for season 3. They didn't tell Castle Rock. So when the show aired on television, it's the first time that executives that own the show heard the theme with vocals in it. I have the example here. It's early enough in the show that he's doing stand-up during the theme. Yes. Remember he used to do that? But listen to the weirdly placed scat vocal.
Is somewhere someone saying to their friend, you should see my doctor. He's the worst. Oh, yeah, he's the worst. He's the absolute worst there is. Whatever you've got, it'll be worse after you see him. Yeah. Just he's a butcher. A man's a butcher. And then there's always that... Make sure that you tell him that, you know me. Why? What's the difference? He's a doctor. What is he? Oh, you know Bob. Maybe. Oh, okay, I'll give you the real medicine. And everybody else, I'm giving Tic Tacs.
And I don't know if that airs in syndication or not.
It sounds like Easy to Beat.
Easy to Beat or something like that. Yeah.
Thinking the same
thing. Easy to Beat. But it was, I never knew that. And yeah. I guess that was and before it was a massive hit.
Weird.
So, yeah, weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then
not much
sex.
More to say about it.
No.
It's fascinating, but you know what? I feel strange knowing that now.
Do you want me to send that to you after the Lansbury tape?
No, the Lansbury's going straight to my wife.
Of course.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
She's me like, you monster.
I'm sure it's going to the wife, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Amos Tupper. How is Jess Fletcher?
Great leg.
Thank you. Have you ever wondered what it must be like to wear the Deadpool suit?
Oh, I can imagine.
Ryan Reynolds is so funny, and he discussed it.
And he's so fit. I mean, that's why he gets away with that stuff.
But listen to this. This is a great description.
Yeah. Well, it's like a big red body condom. Yeah. But yeah, sure. Call it a suit, whatever you want.
It's just wiggle like into a it. Team of people that get that thing on. Like and I'm always like so terrified I'll like throw up in the mask or something. You know, I have all these weird,
sneeze. Do you ever sneeze in the mask?
I have all the time.
You have sneezed.
You have one of those like scratches that you just...
Yeah, no, nothing. There's nothing that can help. There's no space in that thing at all. When I put it on, I can actually taste my own genitals. It's disgusting.
And I have to...
that is, talk about a guy that deserves the money he gets paid. He is so bankable. He is so phenomenal, really.
And I close with this.
I'm going to go see the second one. I'm going to look forward to it.
The theater.
Yes.
Yes.
In the motion picture
house.
I will
go see it in the theater. Yes, absolutely.
You know what? Bring Angela Lansbury.
It's funny and it's sexy and it's exciting. It's fun to, I don't think about anything other than the character and his lines. That's it. Mm-hmm. They've got me into the comic book universe. Deadpool, thank you, Oscar, for that recommendation. Mm-hmm. I do like Deadpool. Who can't like Deadpool?
No, it's un-not likable, if that's such a thing. Lindsey Buckingham has left Fleetwood Mac. You know, he left under bad circumstances. We're going to close with this. The sad thing about this tape is he's making this announcement at a gig, and it sounds like he's playing a library.
This is Lindsey.
Making the announcement about what happened with the leaving of the band.
And he's with another band now.
He's got a backing band, and he's doing a solo effort. But
so
you know,
he's talking about Fleetwood.
Yeah,
Mac.
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac is still playing the big rooms, right?
Arenas.
Right. And so here's Lindsey Buckingham. But the funny thing is at the end, because the crowd is obviously still on Lindsey's side.
For the last 3 months, I have sadly taken leave of my band of 43 years, Fleetwood Mac. This was not something that was really my doing or my choice. I think what you would say is that there were factions within the band that had lost their perspective.
Stevie
Nicks! Well, it doesn't really matter. The point is that...
She might as well have been on the stage with him. She was so well liked. F Stevie Nicks.
Did you isolate that?
Yeah,
and use it as a drop.
Yeah, can I hear that one more time? Because he says, "All right."
For the last 3 months, I have sadly taken leave of my band of 43 years, Fleetwood Mac.
And also, his reaction is pretty classic.
Was really my doing or my choice? I think what you would say is that there were factions within the band that had. Lost their perspective.
Stevie Nicks.
Well, it doesn't really matter. The point is that.
The point is that, yes, F.
Yeah,
Stevie
you're
Nicks.
Absolutely right, he's saying.
Moving on.
Really,
all right.
Weird.
I got to go and see Jessica Fletcher. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app. Time coded bookmarks and all sorts of great stuff. All snail mail for the show can be sent to Mike O'Mara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Check out every town for gun safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us once again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Tonight on Murder, She Wrote.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.